Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
It's the Rush Hour with MG on Triple M.
Trending now.
MG, we just spoke about the NRL reaching an agreement with the clubs to ensure that they see out this season, regardless of what amount of football gets played. The next thing we need to know is, have the Rugby League Players Association and the competition reached an agreement on what a pay package looks like for the players? For that, we go to our man, Brent Reed. Reedy, you've just come out of a Skype meeting. What can you tell us?
Zoom, it was. Zoom, baby.
Oh, Zoom.
That's the new technology, Zoom.
Look,
the players haven't reached an agreement with the NRL yet. We're pretty confident it will happen, maybe as early as tomorrow, but Clint Newton said that agreement hasn't been reached yet. They've got to get a few more confirmations out of the NRL on the sort of smaller details of the agreement, such as the retirement fund and money being put in there. But I reckon they'll get it probably done the next day or two, and then we sort of move on to the next sort of big ticket on the agenda.
We're hearing maybe something come out of it in a 20-week season, how that would look.
Yeah.
Was that discussed, Reedy?
Look, this is really interesting because if you think about it, the idea is they play everyone once, 15 yep. games, four-game final series, that's 19. It leaves you an extra week left over. The NRL's kept that extra week for some innovation. Things like the things that were thrown at me today, the potential for three-game grand final series.
Oh,
wow.
Four-team playoff for the Wooden Spoon. The wild card weekend's back on the agenda. All that sort of stuff that would help them raise extra revenue, because you've got to remember, it's a 20-week season. It's a truncated season, so
they lose
a lot of money. But they want to generate as much money as they can out of that 20-week season. So, I mean, three-game grand final series would be intriguing.
Oh, yeah.
But, State of Origin, all that sort of stuff would still be on the agenda, and that's something they're going to discuss with Channel 9 and Foxtel over coming weeks, and obviously that relies on them getting back on the field, which we all hope happens.
Oh, that 14 playoff for the Wooden Spoon, I don't think is necessary, but I think you could be looking at an NFL-style All-Star weekend where the players not playing in the grand final potentially participate in some sort of exhibition game. Reedy,
the Rugby League Olympics.
There you go. Reedy, the Olympics have been postponed.
No,
we're going to Olympics.
Exactly.
Reedy, MG just mentioned it before we spoke to you. There's talks of possibly next season all players in the competition being on a flat rate of $100,000.
Yeah, look, I don't think that'll happen. I think what you'll find is what's more likely, that the salary cap will be cut savagely. I mean, I heard today figures of 40% drop in the salary cap next year. Now, if that was the case, the cuts, I think the minimum wage guys would be protected, but the cuts would be across, once we get to the decent wages, blokes will be taking pretty stiff cuts. So I'm not sure the RLPA. I was on that phone hookup with Clint Newton. I put to him the 40% figure. He sort of raised his eyebrows and didn't seem overly happy with it. I'm not sure they'll get 40% across the line, but they're looking at some pretty, pretty massive cuts on the salary cap. I'd be surprised if it's anything under a 20% cut next year and the year after. And the other area that is going to get absolutely savaged is football department caps.
Yeah.
They will come down. I'd be surprised if they're not down at least 40%. So coaches and ancillary coaching staff, you won't see multiple coaches hovering around coaches' boxes. And the senior coaches, the guys in the big money, I think they'll be in for pretty big haircuts as well.
Well, yeah, here we were a couple of weeks ago thinking, no rugby league, you got nothing to talk about. My goodness, you've been more busy than ever, haven't you?
Well, I'm not sure how long it'll last, MG, but we've got to make hay while the sun shines, my friend.
Well, so, and the sun is shining out here in the Western. So at least we're talking about rugby league getting back on the field, which has given me a little bit of hope.
Hey, MG. Well, Reedy, you talk about making hay while the sun shines. We need to address this while we've got you. Just who the bloody hell do you work for at the moment? In the past 3 days, I've seen your face in The Australian, on Channel 9, on Fox Sports, in The Daily Telegraph. Mm. Now I hear your voice. Who exactly is...
He's on the Crime Channel as well. his face was pixelated.
I'm just a battler trying to make ends meet.
Oh, mate.
Foxtel and News, we're all one big happy family. The Telegraph, The Australian, we're all part of a big happy News Limited family.
Right. How's Channel 9 fitting in this then?
Yeah.
Let's keep that under wraps, boys.
The ACCC is going to be having a look into Brent Reed's employment status.
You are the best. You're the best.
Love the people at Nine. Great people.
What about the people at Fox, Reedy?
Oh, how good are they?
You can't be cracking it, brother.
Boys, what about a three-game grand final series?
I love it.
Do you like that, MG?
I love it. I love it. I love the fact that we're talking. I love the four-game. I love the four-way playoff for the wooden spoon. By the way, it's the worst. One of the worst things you can get in the game is the crown wooden spooners. Not that I ever was, but I can imagine how bad it would stick with it because it sticks with it for 6 months.
Mm. And that, well, it's a chance for the game to innovate. That's the thing.
Yeah, why not?
And we may not get this chance again. So it's a chance to maybe try some novel things.
So, Reedy, if you had to have a guess at one of those things that you heard today proposed, which one would you say, if football returns, is most likely?
Oh, I would think wildcard weekend's probably the most likely. I know the AFL's brought it in, and there were people at the NRL who were who were pushing it. So I think wildcard weekend's probably the most logical one, but who knows?
We'll be on. When you get home tonight, Liam, when I'm going downstairs tonight, I'll turn Fox 8 on to the Kardashians and I'll see Reedy on it.
Oh, how good would that be? Guest starring.
All right, Reedy, you big grub. Hey, thank you for the update on the latest. No doubt we'll speak to you again this week as this situation develops. Brent Reed from wherever, whoever's paying your salary these days. Always a pleasure. All right.